You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation today is just two verses, verses 1 and 10 of Isaiah chapter 11. Verse 1, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit. And verse 10, in that day the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. The key words in these verses are stump and root. What are they referring to? Well, the stump or root is of Jesse. And Jesse was the father of David. So what seems to be being referred to is God's anointed first king, David, and not to the kings that came after David. They have, using the tree image, been cut off, and everything has been taken back to the beginning of God's choice of the king who was after God's heart, that is David. But let's think about the image of a stump. If you've ever cut down a fully grown tree and then dug into the roots, you'll know that it's harder to remove the roots than to cut down the tree and its branches. A good axe or saw will bring a tree down, but to get the roots out and to stop the tree growing back, if slowly, takes enormous work, since the roots are the foundation and are buried deep under tons of earth. Yet while the roots remain, with a stump above ground, there is always hope of the tree coming back again. It was the hope that the Messiah would still come from the stump that this passage alludes to. The tree of David's line has been cut down, totally destroyed by the sinful actions of the kings and the people of Israel. However, the roots were still there and could still bear fruit. And the prophecy says that this was to happen, and as David was filled or anointed by the Spirit, the one who is to come will also be anointed by the Spirit, as we read in chapter 11, verse 2. The one who is to come is the Messiah, who we know as Jesus. He was anointed in this way at his baptism when the Holy Spirit came down on him, and this was the beginning of his ministry or reign. Verse 10 now tells us more about this root of Jesse, which in the imagery used has become a tree and like a flag that stands upright and therefore is highly visible. The verse tells us that it will be a rallying point for the nations and that it will be glorious, shining out radiantly with God's very nature and power. This is an amazing prophecy of hope, and yet it's still in the future, not just for those of Isaiah's time, but for us as well. How do we know this? Well, first of all, by experience. The nations have not rallied to Christ the Messiah so far. And secondly, it's because of what the previous verses, 6 to 9, tell us about that time. Verses 6 to 9 are talking about the end times, when God's kingdom will be established, not our times. Verse 6 says, the wolf shall lie down with the lamb. And verse 7, the cow will feed with the bear. And verse 8, the infant will play near the cobra's den. Well, given this, where does Jesus' coming as a man fit in verse 10's prophetic word? Let me suggest that the imagery still applies to the time of Christ's coming on earth. It's just that his glory is down in the roots, still hidden, but no less real and powerful, and no less bubbling over with the power of God. He remains as the stump, but the power of God is pouring out of it for those who have eyes to see. When he was born in Bethlehem, he did not become a banner to the nations, but rather he began the process that is still to be completed, when he will be known as that banner, that ensign, and all peoples will be convinced that he is the true King of Kings and will rally to him.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.sermonsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.